Chapter 3. Op Center Headquarters, Fort Belvoir North, Springfield, Virginia. November 4th, 0645 hours Eastern Standard Time. Chase Williams pulled into an unmarked parking space at the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, the NGA, at Fort Belvoir near Springfield, Virginia. The parking lot had been expanded when the location for the revived Op Center was installed in the basement levels of the NGA. The new lot still had reserved close-in parking spaces clearly marked for senior NGA staffers. Yet at Williams' insistence, there were none for Op Center personnel, nor was there any Op Center logo seen anywhere on the building's exterior signage. A directory of tenant commands at Fort Belvoir did not mention anything about Op Center. It was still early, and Williams had but a short walk to the main entrance of the building. There was a reason why Op Center's very presence at Fort Belvoir was kept secret, and why it was housed in a sub-basement of NGA, not in its own gleaming building. Op Center was a national asset, and its director reported directly to the president. It was called into action only when the normal levers of U.S. national security, the military, the intelligence agencies, the many organizations making up the nation's homeland security bureaucracy, or others, could not move quickly enough or were forced by statute or oversight to operate within strict legal protocols. The president had called on Op Center recently, and they had done just that, operated with speed and precision and well outside legal channels. And they had saved American lives. Williams made his way through the double glass doors, showed his NGA badge to the guard at the counter, and continued to a single elevator at the end of a bank of elevators. Just another faceless staffer with a security clearance trudging in to work, which was as Williams wanted it. He punched in his personal access code, and the elevator door hissed open to allow him entry. Following a noiseless three-level descent, he was deposited in a small antechamber with a single door. After submitting to a retinal scan, he was admitted to a subterranean warren that was Op Center's main complex.